This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Recording in progress.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abam. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Mem Zayin. We are up to Se'if Zayin. Berachas Ahavas Oilam, Poiteras Berachas HaTorah, Imlamad Miyad B'li Hefzik. The Bracha of Ahavas Oilam. Now he refers to Ahavas Oilam because he holds that the Bracha in Shachris is Ahavas Oilam. The Rama says, no, it's Avarava. But it's referring to the bracha right before Kriya Shema. The bracha of Ahavas Oilam paters Berachas HaTorah if you learned immediately without any interruption. Now it's interesting that the Mishnah Berurah said in Sivkatan Aleph that Berachas HaTorah is probably the Oraisa. That's the opinion of the Shagas Aryeh. However, if you're mesupik, if you made Berachas HaTorah, you make it again. But he says, since it's a suffik, you only make the bracha of Asher Bachar Banu. Some achrenim, the Mishnah Berurah said, hold that misuffik, you don't go back. But the Mishnah Berurah said it's very hard to rely on those shitas because the consensus of the achrenim is that Berachas HaTorah is Dairaisa. He says it could be, if you remembered after davening that you already said Berachas Avaraba, you could be mekel even if you didn't learn right away. But if you can, ask someone to be mitzi you, or lechatchila, have in mind that Avaraba should pater you. Now the Mechaber is saying that Ahavas Oilam paters Berachas HaTorah, but one stipulation, you got to learn right after davening. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ahavas Oilam, nakat Ahavas Oilam, lefi masha pasag lekaman, b'simen samach sif aleph. He picked Ahavas Oilam, according to what's paskin later on, in simen samach sif aleph. Avo l'rama, sham, but according to the Rama, oimrim, they say, Ahava Rabba b'shachris. It's not only Ava Rabba paters. It's Pashat Ava Soilam at night also paters. Why? The Zil Basar Taima. Follow the rationale. It's a bracha on the Torah. By the way, it's well known Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach would tell a Bar Mitzvah Bachar that when he says Ava Soilam, he should have in mind to be Yoitz Berachas HaTorah. By the way, the Shas Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi, the Dershu brings, also says that a Bar Mitzvah Bachar should be Mechavin in Berachas to be Yoytze Berachas HaTorah in Ahavas Oilam. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah continues. V'nafka mino l'inyan im avar v'yashen shnas keva al mitasei koidem. Here's a nafka mina. The nafka mina is, what if a person slept on his bed? A shenas keva. L'das ha-mechaber l'kaman m'sif yur aleph. The shenas keva have a hefzik. If you take a two-hour nap, Shabbos afternoon, according to the mechaber, it's a hefzik. So then, you should have in mind in Ahavas Oilam at night that you want to be Yoytze Berachas HaTorah. You hear this? According for Sfardim who take a nap, they need to have in mind in Ahavas Oilam that Ahavas Oilam should pater their Berachas HaTorah. But what about us that we're lenient? Even according to our opinion that we are noyeg to be lenient, and that we don't make another Berachas HaTorah after Sheinas Kevam, Mikom Akoim, Toiv Yoyser Sheichavim Berachas Ahavas Oilam Liftar. It's better to Mechavin in Ahavas Oilam to Pater, Lotzei Sidei Das Roiva Paiskim, to Yoytzei Mos Paiskim, Hamachmirim Bezeh, Kamavar Lekamah, B'Mishabur, Ayin Sham, V'Ayin B'Ber Halacha Oid Nafgamina. So the first thing is, it comes out of Chiddush Nifla. Most people sleep on Shabbos. It comes out that by Mariv, Matzoi Shabbos, one should be mechavin in Ahavas Oilam to be yoytze Berachas HaTorah. Until then, you don't make it because misafek, you don't make a Berachas HaTorah. But at least now you have a way to get out of the safek. Namely, you could be yoytze Berachas HaTorah by You could be Yoytze Berchas HaTorah through Avas Olam. That's something that I didn't think about. In other words, every Motzei Shabbos, you should be Mechavin for Berchas HaTorah in Avas Olam. Let's see the Bir Halacha for another Nafka Mina.
Then you have to learn right away also.
No? Right, yes, and then, correct. Then it would come out, you should learn right away after Marav. Yes. Look in the first Bir Halacha, Berchas Avas Olam, Ay Mishrova. Oy Nafka Mina, L'mishin Aroga Lomoid, Sheroitz Lomoid, Tekev Achar Arvis. Another Nafka Mina. Someone who doesn't usually learn. Who wants to learn right after Marav? The Einoy Tzarch Levarcha Afilo Dasa Mechaber LeKaman B'Sif Yud. Lefi Mashikas of Magid Ram Sham De Machmer Behevsek B'Mishen Aruga Lachzer Ali Mudai. Sounds like this. It sounds like if you are completely Mesiach Das from learning. In other words, you're going to learn in the morning, and then you're going to go out to work. What do you do? You're a forester. You chop down trees. And you never, ever, 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 ever learn during the day. Impossible. You have in mind, Hinimuchim Mezuman, to be mafsik from learning. Then you might have to make another Berachas HaTorah at night. So you'll be Yoytze with Avas Olam. Says in Mishnah Berurah, Sivkaton Yodalad. Paiteras, Sheyesh Ba Me'ein Berachas HaTorah. Avas Olam has in it some semblance of Berachas HaTorah, namely V'Seim B'Libeinu Lilmaid, U'Lelamed, Lishmar, V'Lasos, U'Letayim, U'Lechoyer Midasosa Mashma, Da'afilu Lo'ikivim Be'is HaBracha Lifter B'Zer Berachas HaTorah Sagi, Ba'ayim Be'ber Halacha. The Mechaber is Mashma, that Berachas Avas Olam paters Berachas HaTorah, if you davened, even if you were not Mechavin when you said the Bracha to be Yoytze Berachas HaTorah. I'm not sure why that would be. L'chara, we paskim mitzvah srichas kavana. And if you were not mechavim by Berachas HaTorah, how in the world would you be yosin? I would say, even if you hold mitzvahs ain't srichas kavana, if you're not mechavim for Berachas HaTorah, it's almost like you're misasik, you're not even doing it. Yeah.
Isn't it a kavana of the bracha itself over here? It's not a kavana, not Berachas HaTorah, the shame the Berachas HaTorah make in the morning, but still I'm assuming having kavana about the etzah bracha, so maybe that's enough.
Mm-hmm. If mitzvos ain't shrichos kavana.
No, even if it's the shrichos kavana, over here I am having a kavana about all the words of the bracha, which inherently are Berachas HaTorah. I'm just not specifically for the mitzvah of Berachas HaTorah.
But on the other hand, you could say, I'm mechavin here for something else. I'm mechavin here to say Berachas Kriyas Shema. Let's see the Bir Halach for a second. Ayin v'mishnah berurah, umidivrei Talmud. Right, so the mishnah berurah says, the mechaber is mashma, even if you didn't have it in mind. Says the Bir Halacha, Ayin b'mishnah berurah, umidivrei Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina shamashma. From the words of Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina, it's mashma l'chayra. De'im yoidea bevadai shaloi kivein. If you know for sure you did not have it in mind. Oy kegoin shenizkar shaloi amar Berachas HaTorah ad achar shamar avaraba. Or, not that you know you didn't have it in mind. You weren't even aware, you didn't even remember that you didn't say Berachas HaTorah until after avaraba. Ein avaraba poiteres. Avaraba will not pater. So you must be mechavein. So even though the mechaber is mashma, kavana is not necessary, the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina l'chora mashma, you need to have kavana. Aval midivrei harasham l'fi mashi hisber sfaras yushalmi shematzuch lishnois al asar l'chora in the chalik b'zeh. Ah, achre eza matzosi, look what I found. Achre kach, b'prima godim. Dimroitza yucha l'chavim b'feirush b'virchas avaraba shaloi liftar l'virchas hatayra. The bezel l'kol yama in a yoytze. Afilu man damar mitzvah se'inu tzrichas kavana. if you want, you could be mechavin explicitly in Ava Rabba not to pater Berachas HaTorah. Meaning, let's say you were not mechavin when you said, let's say like this. You remembered after Ava Rabba that you did not say Berachas HaTorah. So the mechaber seems to say, okay, you're yoytzei if you learned right away, even if you're not mechavin. But the Prima Gadim says, what you could do is have kavana explicitly not to be yoytzei, and then you're definitely not yoytzei with Ava Rabba, and then you could say Berachas HaTorah after. But the mechaber is mashma, you don't need to be mechavein. And the Mishnah Berurah doesn't argue with that. In other words, if you said Birchas Avas Oilam and you were not mechavein, it seems like it will work. Not sure why. Same because you're saying it. But that's provided that you learned immediately. Im Lamad, the Birchas Ahava Rabba. Kivan deniskan ho'ikar l'kriya shema, loy mischazi l'shem Berachas HaTorah b'lashon miyad. Ava Rabba, since it's enacted specifically for kriya shema, it doesn't look like Berachas HaTorah unless you learn immediately. Now here's another question. What difference does it make if a person learns or not? If they're mechavin explicitly to be yoytzei Berachas HaTorah, Berachas HaTorah is not Persumei Nisa. There's no din Persumei Nisa by Berachas HaTorah. Who cares what it looks like? It depends what the person's doing. If the person's mechavein that it should be Berachas HaTorah, then let it be Berachas HaTorah. It almost sounds like, in this case, your kavana is irrespective, because if it was enacted to be a bracha on Shema, your kavana alone cannot extract it from that category. You need to do a maisa to show that this is serving as Berachas HaTorah. Okay, one second. V'kasav of halavush sha'afim hispala. Let's say you davened. V'siyim tfilasai. Enoi nikra b'zehefsek. If you learn right away. In other words, it sounds like what the Mishnah Berurah is saying is, you davened, you said Shemana Esrei, and you said the Yoim, you said Aleinu, you said the Sheish Zechirois, you said the Ani Mamins, you said the Psukim of Chuyi, you said everything in the Siddur, and then you learn. That's also okay. Miyad, afilu ma'at l'shem mitzvahs limud, even a little bit for the sake of learning. Va'az shuv lo yitzarech levarech kol ois hayom, then you would not have to make a bracha the whole day. Afilu hivsik va'amad v'chazal limuda, even if you interrupted and you went back to your learning. Al derech sheizbar lekameh b'berchas HaTorah, just like Berachas HaTorah proper. Look in the Bir Halacha for a moment. He brings that the Levush says, even if you finish davening, then you could learn after that. He brings that he found in the Arzarua that the only issue is if you go to work between Ava Rabba and learning. But all tefillah, even if you're going to take a long walk to go to the Beis Medrash to get a sefer, that's not a hefsek. Says Mishra, that's only if you didn't talk. If you talked, then you would have to make a full-fledged Berachas HaTorah. Again, write down the question, why do you have to learn? Why shouldn't kavana be enough? I understand mitzvah strichas kavana. So I had kavana. Why do I need to learn? Because otherwise it doesn't look like Berachas HaTorah. Since when is there persume nisa by Berachas HaTorah? What difference does it make what it looks like? Sivches. Sorry, let's just finish up Sivches. V'yesh lehistapik. Isagi b'koyre kriya shema samach la miyad b'li hefsek. There's a suffix if it's enough to say Kriya Shema without a hefsik. V'chein yesh lizar levarech Berachas HaTorah koidem avas oilam. Meaning, we just said avas oilam paters Berachas HaTorah if you learn right away. So does Shema work to be considered learning right away. So it's a suffix. Therefore, you should be careful to say Birchas HaTorah, meaning he's bothered by Akasha. If Kriya Shema counts as Torah, then why do we ever have to say Birchas HaTorah? Just say Avas Olam, and you'll be Yoytze because you said Shema right after. The answer is because Shema might not count. So, okay, it won't count, I'll learn right after. And you might forget to learn. So it sounds like the only reason we make Birchas HaTorah is because Shema might not count and you might forget to learn. But Lu Yitzur, you would never forget, then you wouldn't have to make Birchas HaTorah. You could rely on Avas Olam. Even though maybe you'll say, the reason I have to make Birchas HaTorah is not to say Psukim, Derech Tachnunim. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah of Yeshua's topic. D'yesh Loimar, you could say the Kriya Shema have a Rak Kedivrei Tefillah. Kriya Shema is only like prayer. Kivan She'eno Oimed Oimer Zeh L'Shem Limud. Since you're not doing it for the sake of Limud. The Chazon Ish says that even if I was doing it for Limud, but we know there's a famous klal, you can't be Mekayim two things at the same time. So Kriya Shema, since your Kavan is for the mitzvah, so it can't count as learning. But V'ayim B'Be'er HaGros Sh'Ichiach V'Pshitos De'ein Kriya Shema Mo'el Azeh. The Gros says for sure not. Kriya Shema does not work. Acher Kach Matzah Zigam Kein B'Sefer Eliyahu Rabbah. Whereas I found in the Eliyahu Rabbah Shehivi Gam Kein Me'har B'Poiskim U'Pasa Kein La'alach that Kriya Shema doesn't work. V'Nira Dimkara Kriya Shema Acher Zman Kriya Shema. How it would seem that if you say Shema after the Zman, so then your Kriya Shema is only like learning. It could be according to everyone. You don't have to go back and make another bracha. Even if you didn't learn afterwards right away. This, by the same token, the Dershu brings from Shas Shuvah Sarah's Tshuva that if you daven Marav early and you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah of Shema, then Shema will work as Torah. And therefore, Yesh Lizar, you have to be careful to say Berchas HaTorah. Deshema Yishkach Lomayd Tekef La'achar HaTfilah. Maybe you'll forget to learn immediately after davening. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we'll hold it over here. Bez L'Shem Monday, we'll pick it up in Sif Tes, continuing in Hilchos Berchas HaTorah. Have a good day, everyone. Bracha V'atzlacha. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.